Well, it shows you're honest and very upfront with people. You either like someone or you don't. There is no in between with you. And you're very independent. You don't follow the crowd. You do what you like. And you're active. You're on the go. You're constantly doing something. You can't sit still. You love to be productive. You love to keep busy. You get bored. You get restless. You can't sit still. You're constantly running around. But you've been stressed and restless. And I feel like you've been anxious lately. I feel like you've been your own toughest critic. I feel like you're very hard on yourself. But you are dedicated. You are devoted. You give everything you do 110%. And you're not the kind of person that lives in the box. You like to live out of the box. You like to think out of the box. And when it comes to your career, you really express yourself. You are like no holds barred. You give it your all. You let everything just go. But for some reason, you're not happy. You feel like there's something missing. You feel like you're lacking something. How long do you feel like you're lacking something? Yeah, you're finally, you know, you have the confirmation that you don't feel complete. You feel like there's something missing. And what I'm seeing is that your love life has been very difficult. I'm seeing that you were involved with someone that was too needy, too self-absorbed, and too much, like, there was no balance. You just took and took and took. There was no balance between you and her. And what I feel is that she was just a lot to deal with. She took a lot from you. It was a very intense relationship, though. I feel like you were both very intense, very passionate about it. I feel like you were both very strong personalities. Mm-hmm. And that's what drained you, because it was like a tug of war. It was like a struggle. You know, you were both battling to be on top. You were both battling to be the strong one in the relationship. But she just took too much from you. And I feel like you gave her a lot. You made compromises and sacrifices. And it couldn't get off the ground. It just never really developed. Who am I talking about? When was this relationship? Don't get mad at what I'm going to say. I feel like you've been with a lot of different people. Don't get mad that you weren't exclusive with anybody. Because even when you were in this situation with this girl, I don't feel like you and her were exclusive to each other. And what she felt, for some reason, is that she couldn't trust you. Yeah. She didn't trust you. She didn't feel like she could let her guard down. You know, that's why she constantly was at you, you know, picking at your mind and trying to, you know, get something out of you. The other thing, it says that you lost someone. Who passed away? It was painful. It was traumatic. How long ago? Okay, let's see what else it says. It says you're traveling out of the country. It says that with your career, there's a lot of new opportunities presenting themselves to you. Yeah. Now, what I feel is that you're not a 9-to-5 person. You don't like routine. You're supposed to be doing something that you're passionate about. You're creative. You know, you're supposed to be using your artistic side. What it says is that there's new opportunities presenting themselves to you. People want to collaborate with you on different projects, and I don't know if you're going to be interested or not, but it's saying that there is a few people that want to collaborate with you. Now, somebody wants to do a show with you very soon, but it looks like she's an artist as well. So I don't know how she wants to collaborate with you. I don't know exactly the details of it, but I see a female reaching out to you soon to work with you. Now, let me ask you another crazy question. Who's this dark-haired, olive-skinned girl? Yeah, it's a romantic thing. She's got dark hair, olive skin. Because I'm seeing her around you. Then I'm seeing another girl that you hit it off with, you had a connection with, but it didn't last long. It was just like a fling. But she left an impression on you. You've been thinking about her. I don't know if it's the same girl or not. Because you need real answers. Like we were saying earlier, you don't feel complete, you don't feel secure, you don't feel stable. What I feel as I'm reading you, as I'm feeling your energy over the phone, your aura is not centered. Do you know about your chakras, about your aura, or not really? Okay, so I'm going to explain to you. Everybody has an aura. Your aura contains 7 chakras. Chakra means wheel. This is your life force. This is where your energy comes from. This is where your spiritual being is. Now, what happens is, if the chakras are not balanced, if they're not aligned, and if they're not open and spinning, they're not moving, it means that you're stuck. It means that you're not progressing. You're not moving forward. You're at a standstill. And that's what happens. That's why people get anxieties. People have lack of self-esteem, lack of confidence, no willpower. These things happen when the chakras stop moving. You start collecting negativity. You start creating a wall, a blockage that prevents you from progressing and moving forward. And what happens is you're not in sync with the universe. And when you're not in sync with the universe, you don't feel connected. You have that feeling of the emptiness, the feeling that something is missing, the feeling like you can't connect with anybody. So what's happening to you is you're attracting these women, but you're not progressing. The relationships are not taking, they're not, you know, there's no foundation. You're not manifesting. And why that is because your heart chakra, your solar plexus, everything seems to be stuck. Well, what I'm seeing is that she's very kind, and that's probably why you're feeling drawn to her, because she's got a kind heart. She's very sweet. What I see about her is that she's genuine. That's probably why you feel that draw to her, because she's very kind and genuine and sweet. There's no hidden agenda. She's not malicious in any way, shape, or form, not in her personal life or her professional life. She's not that treacherous. She's not that spoiled. She's not that girl. What I'm seeing about her is that you made a strong impression on her. She's like giddy. She's very in awe of you right now. But what I'm also seeing about her is that she did just come out of a relationship, and that the relationship she was in was very, very devastating. The guy was not honest. He was not kind to her. He was very, like, pretty much he just crushed her. He shattered her confidence. So what I'm seeing is that right now, even though she's in awe of you, she's damaged, scarred because of that situation, because it's very fresh, real. It just happened. So it's still in her mind. Now, she's over him, but she's not over what he did, some trust issues. You know, she's afraid to let anything happen, to let anyone in. But she is a very kind, very sweet girl. And I do see a chemistry. I'm reading your energy, her energy. There is a connection. There is something there. Oh, so you know the guy that disappointed her. Okay. Well, it doesn't say if she's going to go back together with him. It doesn't say that. What I see is that she's, like I told you, very kind. So he definitely regrets what he did to her, because he's a kind person, and there's not a lot of girls like that. Let's see. She's very intelligent also. I feel like she's hardworking and dedicated. And she's an independent girl. She wants to support herself. She's not one of those spoiled brats. She's not a prima donna. You know, she wants a career. Your career looks great. Your career looks really good. Sometimes you're not so happy with it. You're not so happy with your performance. But I feel like you have an audience. I feel like people love the work you do. So I just think you're too tough on yourself. I think you need to give yourself more credit when it comes to your career. Plus, I see you making an investment. Are you investing in real estate? Well, it looks like it's going to follow through, because I see you signing papers. I see an investment. So it's going to happen. Definitely going to take place very, very soon. It doesn't say whether it's the place that you're loving, but it says that you're going to be signing papers, and I see an exchange of money. So you're definitely going to make an investment soon. All right, let's see what else it says. It says that there's distance between you and a family member. Who aren't you speaking to? Well, that's the whole thing, because you have, you know, you're the artist, you're the creator. You need him to be on the business end, because what you're telling me, it sounds like he's more the business end. So it could be a very good collaboration, a very good balance between the two of you. Honestly, you don't want two artists. You want an artist, and you want somebody that's going to bring you the balance, you know, the business part of it all. But then again, if you're having reservations about him, we might have to look into him a little further before you actually sign off on it, you know? Because I usually, when I'm looking through all this stuff, I don't usually recommend family all work together because it's not such a good. It leaves a lot of room for disaster because you're involving money, you're involving family, everybody has pride, everybody has an ego. So that could be something, but we'll look into it a little bit further. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about, okay, let's see what else it says here. You're definitely moving this year. Because I see the investment and then I see you moving. With this 2014, you're going to be moving. Your health looks good, even though I feel you give yourself a lot of stress, and I feel like you work too hard. Sometimes you don't get a lot of sleep, but I do see good health, and I do see a very, very long life. You're meant to live well into your 80s, but I am concerned about your chakras. I am concerned about your aura, because what I'm seeing, like when I look at you long term, I don't see a soulmate. And I'm not seeing a partner. I'm not seeing a soulmate. I'm not seeing you spending your life with someone. I'm seeing success. I'm seeing a long life, but I don't see your soulmate, the one you're meant to be with. I don't see somebody sharing your life with you. So we got to figure out what happened. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions. Give me your mother's birthday, first of all. It's saying she was supposed to have four children. How many did she wind up with? All right. It says that she had a miscarriage. Because, see, I'm reading through you. I'm not reading through her because I don't know if this is her date. It says that while she was carrying you, she was going through a very tough time. Not medically, emotionally. Emotionally and mentally, she was going through something. And I believe that you came early. I think a few weeks before your due date, because I think that your chakras didn't fully develop. And I think that's why you struggle with relationships. That's why you struggle with commitment. So you're committed in a relationship, even though you're loyal in a relationship, I feel like your heart is never 100% in it, you know? And I think that that has to do with the time you were born, your life force, because when a woman is having a child, they share one life force through the umbilical cord. Whatever she's experiencing, whether it's depression, anxieties, fears, any kind of pain, mentally or emotionally, it's going to affect the child. Now, see, I'm a spiritualist, I'm a psychic, I'm a life coach, and I am a chakra and aura healer. That's my specialty. And we use different forms, you know, of healing techniques. We use crystal singing bowls. We use crystals. Okay, what you're going through is not a mental thing. It's a spiritual thing. And that's what I feel. I feel like spiritually you're not balanced, and that's why you don't feel complete. That's why you don't feel secure. That's why when you're in a relationship, you never feel secure, because the thing is this. When your chakras are not open, when they're not spinning, you're not going to attract your soulmate because you're not on the right path. It's like you and the universe are on two different pages. You're going one way. The universe is going a different way. We need to get you on the right path. We need to get you and the universe on one page. We need to get you in sync, so that you can meet your soulmate, so that you can progress. Yeah, we need to look into things a little bit further, because see, what I'm concerned about is some people, there's most people that are in your situation where they have everything, but they still don't feel happy. And they're constantly trying to fill that void. And that's why I don't want you running around in circles. We need to fill the void spiritually, because all these things out there are not going to fill the void. Not going to fill the void, and it's not going to bring you what you need. You need genuine happiness. You need that security. You need that stability, and you're not going to find it. And even with this girl we were talking about earlier, you know, she's not a bad person, but right now that is not the best idea for you to get involved with her, and I'll tell you why. She's not ready for a relationship, and that's why the universe bring her to you, because the universe is going to keep bringing you situations that don't go anywhere, because like I said, you're not in sync with the universe. Avoid situations that will start and end, start and end. You're not going to get to that next level until we get you right spiritually. We need to make some adjustments, but it's fun stuff, because you'll see the results. You'll see the improvements. You'll see how things take effect and how you feel differently. You'll know when I'm meditating. I'm going to coach you and teach you how to meditate. And it's fun stuff because you'll see how things progress. There's a third eye and a crown chakra, okay? And those chakras need to be open in order for you to meditate. When they're not open, you're not going to be able to stay focused. You're not going to be able to meditate because you're not concentrating. Your mind is constantly racing. Got me? There's a third eye chakra and a crown chakra. Now, the third eye is for your intuition, your instincts. That's what gives you psychic ability, clarity. So now when that chakra is clogged up, when it's not moving, when it's not open, and when the crown chakra is not open, that's what helps you connect to the universe. That's what helps you reach your spiritual levels. So when those two chakras are closed up, you won't be able to focus, concentrate. You won't be able to get into that zone because your mind will be racing. You'll get distracted, and, you know, you'll have other doubts coming in and thoughts coming in. It won't let you stay focused because they're not strong enough to stay focused. They're not open. I'll teach you all this stuff. It's fun. There's people like you all over the world. You're not the first person, and you won't be the last person, unfortunately, that is trying to fill a void, you know, that's trying to get to a place of real happiness. And like I said, you won't feel that completeness until you get right spiritually. Because if you know what the aura looks like, it's, you ever walk into a room and get a bad vibe and you don't know why? There's energy everywhere. There's energy everywhere. Even the food that you intake has energy. Toxins like cigarettes and alcohol and substances, that's all toxins that people put in the body. Mm-hmm. That also affects their energy. So it's like your aura turns the corner before you do. It's your halo, it's your spiritual body. People get the wrong idea from people that have this kind of negative energy, these kind of walls. People get a bad vibe from them. You're not approachable. People feel like they can't trust you or can't connect with you. People feel like you're abrasive. So that's why I said I want to look further back into your mother, into the history of that, because I feel like this is where it originated from. I feel like this is something that you were born with.